This is GQDN for Wednesday, September the 20th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about Starfield, somebody's leaving a studio, and Mortal Kombat update. But today, we start with more of the news that's coming out of the email for which Phil Spencer did send out to employees and other places. GameSpot, VG247, and TheVerge.com has this story. Now, we did say some things about what's to come, and some of those we'll repeat here. But there are some other things that these other bits of news did report on today, such as, could there be another Xbox coming out in 2028? Well, there were some documents that were revealed that did focus on cloud hybrid gaming, quote, end quote, that would have the hardware with the, quote, cloud to edge, end quote, architecture. Words are hard. But they want to switch from ARM for its CPU, or they want to switch to ARM to control the CPU, not from, but to. And ARM is usually in the handheld devices like the Nintendo Switch. And the next-gen console will be a part of the AI and machine learning from your gameplay to make things more interesting or more difficult, however you like it. But they also did say that the Xbox controller is also around the corner. How long is that corner? We don't know. But the next controller would have a rechargeable and replaceable battery with recycled materials. And that would come sometime next year. And the controller is codenamed, and I'm sorry if I butcher this one, Sabile. Now, the controller could be for both Xbox Series X and S. And that could come with updates to both consoles. And that would be digital only, obviously. But Series X could have a new form to it. Could the consoles have more storage and improvements to the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth? So we'll see about that. Now, we did talk about ZeniMax earlier, but there's apparently a lot of different games that are on Microsoft's thinking, which would include Fallout 3 Remaster, Oblivion Remaster, Dishonored 3, Ghostwire Tokyo Sequel, and Doom, like we said yesterday, Doom Year Zero. Now, GameSpot did take a look at how much money that was securing the Day 1 Game Pass because they saw a spreadsheet. And though a lot of titles did not go to Game Pass, there was a range of $5 million going to Star Wars Jedi Survivor, and that went to $5 million for Baldur's Gate 3. And like we said yesterday, there was some talk about how they were underestimating the Baldur's Gate game. But we said that yesterday. But Phil Spencer did do some talking, and he was up on Twitter, aka X, and this comes to us from VG247. He said, quote, "We've seen the conversation around old emails and documents. It's hard to see our team's work shared in this way because so much has changed and there's so much to be excited about right now. And in the future, we will share the real plans when we are ready." So they had their own basic overview of themselves. But one thing that The Verge did go on to was Elder Scrolls 6 would skip PlayStation 5 until 2026. In fact, according to the spreadsheet they were going through, they said that certain games will be going to different platforms, like Deathloop went to PlayStation, Ghostwire went to PlayStation, Fallout 76 went to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, Elder Scrolls Online went to PlayStation, Xbox, PC, Stadia, and Apple, macOS, Starfield went to Xbox and PC, Redfall went to Xbox and PC, and Elder Scrolls 6, which is expected to come out 2026 or later, for Xbox and PC. So, we shall see what happens with all of those. But something else could be coming to Game Pass, and that is Gotham Knights. They'll be coming to Game Pass next month, but then that's not the only game. On September 20th, Party Animals will be on Game Pass, Payday 3 will be on the 21st, Cocoon on September 29th, I just said Gotham Knights, that comes October 3rd to Game Pass, and Lamplighters League will be October 3rd as well. So, if you got Game Pass, you know what's coming. But outside of Gotham Knights, which ones would you be excited about? You can let me know at Joe Brums on X. So, pay attention to the platforms too. Some will be on X and S, some will be on PC, some will be on both, or all three, or individual X and S. Just saying. Now we have an update. And according to NintendoLife.com, Mortal Kombat 1 may have an update coming in. Now, the series creator Ed Boon did say that there was a fix that's coming to Nintendo Switch for the game. In fact, Mr. Boon did talk to BBC Newsbeat, and he said that the Switch will, quote, absolutely be getting an update. Nothing that the team is keen to address a number of concerns and issues. Misquoted. I did quote some Nintendo Life there, but you get the point there. But he did say, in further quote, it would have been ideal to have us release the version we absolutely wanted, but anything that we're finding a problem with is on our list and is going to be fixed. So, we'll see what happens. Oh, now we gotta hit the esports corner, because the Game Changers Mel did respond to the reports that she was denied trials with the Valorant teams. In fact, she is Melanie Mel Heusenmann, and on September 9th, a clip went viral when a esports reporter named Rod Slasher Brislew did talk about Mel's situation, saying that she was denied with the Tier 1 Valorant teams. And that's because, here we go again, the boys did not want to play with a girl. In fact, she got up on X and said that she had been denied the trials in the co-ed teams of her gender, or because of her gender. In fact, here's what she said, quote, there was at least one situation where I was being considered, but it was soon communicated back to me from a T1 team that a player was not comfortable playing with a woman. I let it rest, and I have not spoken about it so as not to risk being viewed as a liability to other teams. In fact, some of the co-ed teams did have a handful of the co-ed rosters, but they refused to pay a buyout for her, and they had their own reasons as to why. She said about that, quote, I was viewed as, and I quote, too valuable of an asset to release this close to partnership selection when I am so pivotal to my organization's application, end quote. So she was not happy. But maybe someone is feeling more relieved. Because according to GameSpot, Glenn Schofield is leaving the Callisto Protocol studio. In fact, he is known as the Striking Distance Studios CEO and the co-founder of the studio. And he's leaving the company after leaving 1 year after the debut of Callisto Protocol. But he's not the only one that's leaving. The studio's chief operating and chief financial officers are also leaving. Now, Bloomberg did confirm that when they talked to Krafton, which is the parent company of the Striking Distance Studios. But Schofield did say that he is going to look for new opportunities. And Krafton also said that his resignation was voluntarily, along with the chief operating officer Stacy Herita and the financial officer Johnny Azu as well. Now, sorry about butchering the name. Steve Papotsis will assume the role as CEO. He's worked on games like Dead Space 2, Battlefield Hardline. That is during his tenure at Electronic Arts, EA. But he also worked on the franchises like Medal of Honor, Legacy of Kain, and Gen X. Now, what Schofield did say in a statement was, quote, creating Striking Distance Studios has been an incredible journey, and I am proud of what we achieved with the Callisto Protocol, a game close to my heart. While pursuing new adventures is exciting, leaving SDS is bittersweet, but I know the studio is in excellent hands. Steve and I go way back to working on Visceral Games. I saw how successful he was in taking the reins after my departure, and then how he continued the studio's success and growth. That is how I know he is the one to lead the studio into its next chapter. Now, Schofield did say that he was planning to exit the studio and wanted to make a smooth transaction, if that is indeed possible. Now, Striking Distance Studios did lay off more than 30 people back in August, maybe because of the critical reception and the commercial sales of Callisto Protocol, but they're not the only ones that did that. Ascendant Studios did lay off half of its staff because of the Immortals of Avium's lackluster sales. Talk about sales. Oh, somebody did quite well. In fact, WCCF Tech did say Starfield did surpass 10 million players after 2 weeks after launch. So, the game has only been out for a little bit, basically since September 6th. And only 2 days later, Bethesda Games did say the game did surpass 6 million. But now, 2 weeks later, after launch, it is now past 10 million. Well done. Indeed, some of the people do love it. Hey, that's good. And we do like ending on a good note. So I'll just say this. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.